Blog Talk Radio.
That's what people don't understand about me. It ain't that I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Exactly. Like, I'm just talking what I go through. Whatever it is, and be it good, I might say the worst shit in the world, but it's me. True.
But then you saying shit that make people in the hood do crime. If you're not going, you're going to do it because you want to do it. But then, like, you don't help them. Like, you saying that you sold drugs, that you got a gun, that this, that, that.
My moms are not, yo, nigga, I'm it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More so now.
Them, you tell them the downfall of whatever's good.
Yeah, the evil.
Yeah, the bad side of it.
Yeah. It's heaven and then there's hell, nigga.
Yeah.
One day you cruising in the seven, the next day you... Your alibis ain't matching up. Bullshit catching up. You hit with the RICO, they repo that vehicle. Shit was all good just a week ago. About to start snitching, ain't you? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? I forgive you. I forgive you. Hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their ass and balls. You know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Millie, East Coast bodyers, West Coast caterpillars, little monkey niggas turn gorillas. These are my rhymes, B.
Yeah.
This is my first album.
The hottest, hottest under the sun. Nobody fucking with me, man. Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Yeah.
Cash money breakfast where dreams come true. Fuck up my dreams. Somebody gon' die tonight. Hey, you already know that pimpin'. Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game. Fucking believable, Lil Wayne's the president. Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em. Even if they celibate, I know the game is crazy. It's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch. Call me Kevin Federline. It's obvious that he'll be cash money till the death of him. The ground shall break when they bury him, bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. People, it's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metalin'. Get the fucking Led Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches. I think they're full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best. And no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the Carter 3, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me.
The key to the house of pain. Now I'm
The only time I will depend is when I'm 70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within. So I shit on myself, cause I'm so sick and tired of shit on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuff. And there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit.
Peace out there, y'all. What's poppin'? Welcome to another week, another episode. You're hanging out with Dawn Bay on Blog Talk Radio. Here at Law Life Academy. I have made some promises I was supposed to talk about some stuff today, so I'll get into some of that. What's good with y'all? Hope everybody had a good weekend. Yeah, I had a good weekend. Pretty decent. But, yeah. I'm going to talk a little bit about some upcoming stuff. So we have a webinar that commences October 29th. That's a Saturday at 1. I'm going to show you how to change your name to private and how to enforce it. Separate from that, I'm going to have to get ready to do peace in the chat. Peace, peace. I'm going to have to do couple more webinars. One on how to establish yourself as the executor, which anybody is probably inclined to want to take advantage of. And then one on how you travel privately. Land, sea, and air. All right. So, you know, I can't stop people from maximizing the information that I share with them. It's always a little bit disheartening, though, to see people for who they are. With that being said, I ain't gonna bore y'all. I was chilling, debating if I was gonna do a show today. I know I'm kind of committed to one, but I was definitely y'all can hear me already. Sorry about that. Not proper etiquette. But in any instance, I'm tired. So, trying to do a couple videos for YouTube, which we have up. Put out another video today on not authenticating the VC and proving to you why it's frivolous, right? Benefits you nothing. And yeah, that's the second video. A clip of it or some portion of it is up on IG as well, but it's not the same thing. So yeah,
I'm still working on those and getting better as I try to get them done. So we'll see how we go from there. But yeah, I'm not gonna stall y'all. I said I'll talk about bills today. Where do I want to go with it? I don't know. So we're just gonna see where it goes. But the reality is this: no one talks about what I'm about to talk about today. So part of the reason why my energy is low is because I really don't want to talk about it. And I don't want to talk about it because once I talk about it, then everybody and their mother gonna start talking about it. But we're trendsetters, so let's set the trend. And we'll go after it. So, this is going to just be a brief introduction into Will. But here's how you need to assess, I guess, if someone has actually genuinely thought about the will or thought about truly estates. If someone has a EIN number that reflects an estate, that means they have created what would be considered a number for banking purposes, as an example, for an entity that either does exist or does not exist. We can debate whether or not it exists, but most people fail to realize that the laws that they subscribe to oftentimes shows you what you need to be aware of and what you need to observe. So we're going to do it like this. The will is so crazy. I really, I think this is probably like my fourth attempt talking about this thing, and I don't want to, but I really don't want to. So I'll give you some more examples in the meantime, right? If you have an executive letter, or if someone sold you an executive letter, i.e., I know they're going for about $650 a pop. If you bought an executive letter, if you've executed an executive letter, then again, my struggle is that people are doing these things, but they don't know why they're doing it. And they are so-called creating paper terrorism, right? At least that's how they see the court scene. So what else is there? Got the estate. If you got an estate bank account, all of these things tie. So why don't we just do that? Let's just go where the statutes start, and we'll go very basic over this thing because people don't understand it. But this is one of my favorite topics. So I hate the fact that I'm about to do this on the air. No, I'm just kidding. All right, let me move this one over. Any state in particular y'all want me to pull up, you can just type it in the chat and I'll just go from there. Show you that this is everywhere. I ain't doing Florida. Florida easy. I should be Georgia. Oh, God. All right, let's see. I don't know where it's going to take me, but it's going to take me to. All right. This looks simple enough. I don't know if this is going to have all the parts to it, but it has some stuff here. So we can start here, I guess. I never navigated this before, and I think this is like a PDF too. Maybe. I don't know if it's a better version.
Oh God. All right, so we can start here. Let me put it in the chat. The link.
Yeah, they gave me the boot, y'all. Oh my God, they gave me the boot for a minute. hold on, I take a caller. What's poppin'?
Yo, peace.
Peace. What's good with you,
man? You know, I saw you had a show about the will tonight, so I figured I would, you know, call in and check it out. I'm good, man.
No doubt. Yeah, they just cut me, man. So they just cut the mojo. They threw off the mojo. Did you have a question up front? You just saying what up?
Yeah, man. Being that the topic here is wills, right? I happen to have seen a video this week on a guy showing how easy it is to create a will. I mean, you know, he literally did it in a few minutes. You know, so I figured I'd chime in, man. It's kind of curious to hear what, you know, the topic of the night.
All right. So before we look at what the so-called statutes say, let's just go into what you can recall from the video, if you don't mind. what did the guy say was so easy? What were the pointers that was offered?
I mean, as far as the guy, I mean, he, from what I can recollect here really quick, so he took out a sheet of paper, regular sheet of paper. He did a holographic will, right? So it was a, you know, handwritten will. And long story short, huh?
I said, look at you. Talk it. You doing good?
Yeah. So long story short is, you know, he kind of kept it short, simple, straight to the point. He kind of wrote something to the effect of, you know, these are my wishes. This is how I would like to see it done. Here's who is going to effectively, I guess, absorb whatever I'm leaving behind. And he kind of explained that, you know. Yeah, it's super simple, but, you know, make sure it applies to your situation.
All right, cool, man. You wrote a will before?
I have not necessarily written a will before. I have taken a stab at it by way of a template that I found online from an attorney, right? However, that was way more complicated than the version that the guy did, right? It basically covered more topics.
All right.
Short answer is yeah. Although it's not on the record as of yet.
All right, cool. I'm gonna take a look at the code that I put in the chat, and I'm gonna show you what the code says. And this is pretty much the same in every state. So let me just go back to it like that. So just hang out for a little bit.
Okay.
Redo some of this. All right. I'll scrape up here. I was going to pull up Georgia, but it's fine. All right. It says, who may execute will? Who may create a will? Most people think they know what a will is. In any instance, here it says, under the rules and limitations prescribed by law, a person of sound mind has the right and power to make a will. If, at the time the will is made, the person is 18 years of age or older, is or has been married, or is a member of the armed forces of the United States and the rest of the little army. All right. Now, they got some amendments in here that's taken out. It says, interest that may pass by will. Let's skip over that first. This part says will requirement. This is what I'm looking for. Well, as a part of it. Written, signed, and attested. It's got to be written, must be signed, and it has to be attested. Except as otherwise provided by law, a will must be in writing. A will must be signed by the testator in person, person on behalf of the testator, or the will must be attested by two or more credible witnesses, which are at least 14 years of age and who subscribe their names to the will in their own handwriting. All of these things must be done in the presence of the testator. So, keep it brief, keep it simple. Those are the three requirements for a will. That's how simple this document really is. Got to put your thoughts on paper. You got to sign that bad boy. And then people got to vouch for the fact that what? You signed it. All right? Now, if you know anything about the language of will, then you can polish that up. Excuse me. You can polish that up real well. I don't like this one, and this is from Texas. I don't like this one because it's not providing meat and potatoes, but I'm going to go through it anyway. So there's an exception for holographic wills, which is something you mentioned, right? Notwithstanding, they give you a section. It says a will written wholly in the testator's handwriting is not required to be attested by a subscribing witness. Why? Because we already have proof you're not a robot. Right? So, holographic wills, if you got that great penmanship or it looks pretty, and you can, you know, make your document look amazing, then you can handwrite your will. Now, if your will is 40 pages, that might be a task. But you can still handwrite your will. Right? So, boom. The next part they're going to talk about is how to prove the will. Now, people don't know what this means. And it kind of sounds like I'm just generically just regurgitating pretty much what's on my screen. Partly I am. I also understand what I'm reading to you. So, I do my best to see if I can help you to gravitate to what they're saying. All right, so self-proved will. A self-proved will is a will to which a self-proving affidavit subscribed and sworn to by the testator and witnesses is attached or annexed. It is also simultaneously executed, attested, and made self-proved by whatever their little codes are. All right, so here's what happens when you go through probate and the treatment of a will that is already proven. That's what self-proved means, right? So a self-proved will may be admitted to probate without the testimony of any subscribing witnesses if the testator and witnesses execute a self-proving affidavit or if these things were done simultaneously. A self-proven will may not otherwise be treated differently than a will that is not self-proved. All right? they go into the period for making wills self-proof. I really don't like this one. So at the will, a will that meets the requirements may be self-proved at the time of the execution of the will or later during the lifetime of the testator and the witnesses. Requirements for self-proving affidavit. An affidavit that is in form and content subsequently, substantially, as provided by subsection E is the self-proving affidavit. So, what are the requirements? A self-proving affidavit must be made by the testator and by the attesting witnesses before an authorized officer to administer oaths. The officer shall affix the official, y'all know that's a notary. All right. The self-proving affidavit shall be attached or annexed to the will. An affidavit that is in substantial compliance with the form of the affidavit in E that is subscribed and acknowledged by the witness is sufficient to self-prove the will. No other affidavit certificate of a testator is required to self-prove a will other than the affidavit provided in Section E. So they even tell you use their statutory document, right? So, and it reads, the form and content of the self-proving affidavit must be substantially as follows. And they give you a whole script of what you must write. See how easy this stuff is? All right. So simultaneous execution, attestation, and self-proving. It's like all of these things are just done all at the same time. So they give you a format for that as well. This one reads, I blank as the testator being all of this stuff and under the undersigned witnesses and to the undersigned authority that I with this will. I now sign this will in the presence of the attest, and then they sign. And then the undersigned, what the witness is, they would fill out the next section, and then the notary stamps it. This is all up there, by the way. So effect of signature on self-proving affidavit. All of this is kind of like boring, right? And I did not enjoy it, not one bit. What do you think, bro?
I mean, what do I think? What I think is that, you know, the information you explain is super straightforward.
Super straightforward, right? So yep. I'm going to go to a different one, and this one is better, I think. All right. Yeah, this one's better. All right. Let me see. I'm going to put it in the chat in a second. I'm perusing. Because it's so much more to it than what I just kind of went through. So.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can slow it down. Here we go. All right. Over here, we got definitions. See, I just, hold on. Let me back out. I'm going to give you all the link. You can have it in the chat. And then this is where you can study from and get a better understanding. So watch the read on this compared to what I was just reading. All right. So I want to go into wills a little bit more. But before I can do that, I'm always trying to let people know what they need to know, right, so they can have a better understanding. So even though they didn't do it for Texas in the way that they should, which is provide you, or at least the link I opened up didn't provide it. So let me not say they didn't do it. Maybe they do. You want to look at what words mean before you start reading it. And you want to look at what words mean based on who's providing it. Right? So when you go into this one, they give you definitions. You want to read their definitions. Now, before you can really understand everything, this is what people need to know. Administrator means any person appointed and qualified to administer an intestation. state estate. You know how many state that is? That's int estate. This is what I like. All right, so here they're telling you, in order for you to administer an intestate, see, we don't have to go to the definition of intestate because this is going to provide room for explanation, right? Intestate simply means that someone died without a will. So automatically, you're going to learn now how to finesse your paperwork, right? The reason why I don't encourage people to consider themselves administrators is because that title is reserved, as this is already pointing out, to one appointed by the courts, not by the will. That's the easy way to explain intestate. All right? So hopefully you got it. All right, boom. So including an intestate estate already partially administered by an administrator and from any cause unrepresented. See, whatever. They are just letting you know that the appointments come from without, not from within, all right? So beneficiary in this section, look at this. Beneficiary means a person, including a trust, who can be a beneficiary. A trust can be a beneficiary, see? This is how you learn. So who is designated in a will to take an interest in real and personal property. You see why I don't like going into this topic? You see it? I'm glad they cut me off earlier. They didn't know what they just fucked up. So beneficiary, right, is anybody who is going to reap the benefits from that particular interest in terms of real property or personal property. All right, codicil. A lot of people don't know what this is, but let's see what they say it is. It means an amendment or republication of a will. So most people don't know, money, that when you do a will, you need to also produce a codicil. See, they go hand in hand. Now, who's talking about wills? What's these gurus teaching? Nah, I'm just kidding. All right. Let me start fucking carrying. All right. County administrator means any individual or individuals appointed by the probate court of the county and qualified to represent an estate that is unrepresented and unlikely to be represented. How many times they represented, huh? I just spilled some shit. Hold on, y'all. Damn, I just made a mess. I gotta mute out 1 second. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying, you can still hear me, huh?
Yeah, I can now.
I'm over here cussing and riffing. Nah, I was cussing about the spill just now. I thought you could still hear me.
Oh, I didn't hear none of that. Nah.
All right. All right, hold on. Let me go back to where I was before I lost my space. What time is it? All right. I'm going to get to the next call in a second. Let me tap in a little bit more on this. All right. So, boom, I already told you that an administrator is someone who's appointed by the courts. They just explained it right there. So, decedents, right? Descendants means the lineal descendants of an individual, including those individuals who are treated as lineal descendants by virtue of adoption. See? Executor means any person, what are they? Nominated in a will who has qualified to administer a testate. See the difference? Intestate. So now this is someone who dies with a will. So including a person nominated as alternative or successor executor. Right? These are executors. Now, if you go back to Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, Rule 17, they talk about capacity. Here's another term that's in there. Guardian. Guardian means the guardian ad litem or representative described who represents one or more parties to a probate court proceeding who are not sujuris, are unborn, or are unknown. All right? So heirs means those one or more individuals who survived the decedent term and are determined under the rules of inheritance to take the property of the decedent that is not disposed of by will. Nominated executor, they just already just said this already, means any person nominated in the will to serve as executor who has not yet qualified to serve as executor, not yet qualified, nominated. So notice that there's an executor and there's nominated executor, right? So person means, and we know, all of the above, individual, corporation, business, trust, unincorporated organization, these are entities, limited liability company, common interest, individual, including an individual or business entity acting as personal representative or in any other fiduciary capacity. That's a person, y'all. All right? So, personal representative, here you go, means an administrator, administrator with the will annex, county administrator or executive, right? So an executor is also synonymous with personal representative. This is how you grow in your, you know, knowledge, right? So, and I'm just reading definition. Just bring it to the people. All right. Qualified, they got a definition for that. Sojourist means an individual is age 18 or over and not suffering from any legal disability. All right. Testamentary gift. That's a big one right there, too, money. Testamentary gift means the interest in real or personal property which a beneficiary is designated to take in a will, all right? Now, this is where it all started. So thank God they gave a definition, right? So everybody needs to know what a goddamn will is. So what is a will, people? Will means the legal declaration of an individual's testamentary intention regarding that individual's property or other matters. Now, here's what they say a will is, right? Will includes the will and all codicils to the will. All codicils. Doesn't just have to be one. All right. So that's how you know how to grow your information. Let me take the next call. We only got a few minutes. Well, now we got time, but. Let me tap in. You got anything you found interested in that before I take the next call, bro?
Honestly, I found all this interesting, right? The quick video was cool.
What stood out to you?
The long form, the definitions. I want to go in and understand all the definitions, you know, from my own edification.
Right, but this is in the context of this particular state and their codification. Just don't forget that. But
right,
it's not far off from Google. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Right? So even if you just Google it, you're not far off. I didn't get to the will portion of this yet. That was just definition. Right? Effect on use of estate and trust. Oh, let me see. Brown. Oh. A lot of stuff in here. But this is its section on wills. Yep, right here. All right, let me see what y'all got to say. I'll take the next caller real quick. 901, what's up? Shut up. Peace. What's good?
Yo, what's up, man? What y'all got going on here?
Chilling, man. What's poppin'?
Oh, nothing, just information on the will subject matter. And
what you think so far about them definitions and the little that we've experienced?
Okay, the definitions are much needed because I know one thing that people fail to realize, and I've heard this over the years, is like they comparing an administrator to an executor. It's like they're two different positions, and one holds more weight than the other.
What you're saying is the gurus before told you when you were filling out these forms to create these EINs, namely the SS4, that you can choose either or. That's what they told you, right? Not overcoming the task at hand. So some people selected to be administrators, while some people selected to be an executor. But they never gave you the rhyme or the reason behind it, because with the rhyme and the reason in place, there's only one role that everyone and anyone should try to attain, and that is the role of the executor, and that's it. Point blank, simple, done. I'm not going to go too far tonight, but I just want to make sure people understand that. So you were taught to fill out this SS4. Who's the responsible party? Select either one. That's how they told it to you. Because they didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, hindsight
exactly.
is 20/20. They can turn around and sell you documents for $650. That's free on the net. These people are crazy. And y'all pay for that stuff. But it is what it is. Yeah, anything else that stood out to you, man? I knew you'd have some insight, especially on the history of this shit. But, yeah, a lot of people don't understand, right? That was being taught from the beginning. If one of the first things you did was set up a trust or estate, because in an estate, you can't be a trustee. See, this is how I know people are just full of it. I've purchased documents to open up my estate. And it was an actual trust that was sold to me to open up my estate. So I had a trust, not an estate, right, that was open. And then even that, the teller fucked up because they couldn't – they really weren't supposed to open no account for me. It was really supposed to tell me that the paperwork is wrong. But they didn't open up a trust for me. They ended up opening a corporation for me. That's how far left this shit went. So, firsthand experience, I'm speaking from, as it relates to not knowing what you're supposed to do. And I wholeheartedly paid $200 for that damn document because I was buying templates because people were selling plates. Right? And I was buying. And it was wrong. It was wrong. So, you live and you learn. And then you realize you can claim to be the executor all you want. But you see these little rules right here, these little rules? These little rules, I'm going to go over some of them. These little rules, right? If you don't comply with them, you don't hold no weight to that damn title. So let me explain to you what you should be working on instead of trying to authenticate. BC. Let me show you. All right, let's go into it. Let's see what they got for me. Hoo-wee. This section is long, so this probably got to be a part one and a part two and a part three and a webinar and a webinar and a seminar and a seminar and a webinar and a webinar because y'all are just going to want me to read this stuff to y'all. So, I was talking some shit earlier. Oh, these are easy because they one-liners. All right, let's see how much of these I can go through. It seems short. All right. Boom. I ain't even telling y'all what sections I'm reading from. I put the whole thing in the chat, though. I did. Right? So y'all just got to catch up. Not much. All right. So watch this. This section is supposed to tell me about some powers. All right. A testator, that means the person who is making the testament. This is my last will and testament. I'm just kidding. All right. The testator. Right? The person who's creating the document by will, y'all don't know how important that is. It's like code that they're telling you that you can't have any disability, mental or otherwise, when creating a will. I mean, they said it in the statute, but I don't know if y'all understand. So by will, can't be coerced. Can't be frightened, can't be threatened, can't be, conned into it, can't nothing. By will. That's how important it is. By my right. That's it, by will. May make, not may, must make any disposition of property that is not inconsistent with the laws or contrary to the public policy of the state and may give all the property to strangers, they would love that, to the exclusion of the testator's spouse and descendants. You mean I can give it to everybody but my family? All right. Next one says, a will shall take effect instantly upon the death of the testator, however long probate may be postponed. These are just one-liners. Easier to read. Let me just run through some of them. All right. They got to know if the instrument you provide is a will. So no particular form. See, this is especially necessary for all my tweakers who bug out when you say write up some shit. Oh my God, what I got to put in this? Mine got to look like yours. My life ain't like yours, but I want it to be like yours. Where they get off? Just listen to the rules and follow the damn rules, right? My will may be 40 pages. Yours doesn't need to be 40 pages. Because why? This is what it says. No particular form is necessary to constitute a will. Let me repeat that for anybody that's going to come on straggling that are saying, oh, my God, what am I supposed to write? No particular form is necessary to constitute a will. Wait, they didn't get it the second time, so maybe the third time. No particular form is necessary to constitute a will. See? That simple. Yay! All right. To determine whether an instrument is a will, the test is the intent. Listen to what they look for. They look for the intention of the maker to be gathered from the whole instrument read in light of the surrounding circumstances. If the intention is to convey a present interest, though the possession is postponed until after death, the instrument is not a will. If the intention is to convey an interest accruing and having effect only at death, the instrument is a will. That's going to be something to dissect. Please explain it to me. No. All right. Incorporation of extrinsic documents into will. All right. Any writing in existence when a will is executed may be incorporated into the will by reference if the language of the will manifests this intent and describes the writing sufficiently to permit its identification. So anything that's in writing can be incorporated. All right, there you go. That was quick. All right. Written statements or list disposing of items of tangible personal property. See, let me just wait for a minute. All right. A written statement or list, meaning the requirement of whatever they got listed here, or other than money, not otherwise specifically disposed of by the testator's will, if more than one otherwise effective writing exists, then what do they consider writing? The will. All right? So, if more than one will exists, then to the extent of any conflict amongst the wills, the provision of a more recent will revoke the inconsistent provision of each prior will. So here's what they're looking for. A written statement or list meets the requirements of this subsection if such writing is signed and dated by the testator, describes the item and the beneficiary with reasonable certainty. You see? Oh, the law is so good. All right. Is referred to in the testator's will. All right, we move on. That's something for y'all to go back and read, though. All right, let me get out of here because that was the last section. Where's more meat and potatoes? Went through that. All right. So there's two type of wills, two type of trusts that are regarded as I guess I should say equitable trust, right? Let's put it that way. I was going to say private, but an express trust is one of them because of what you can do with it. And the next one that gets the same credence is a dementory trust. So what they tell you is that when you hear an attorney set up a trust, for most people, they have a Inter Vivos Trust, which is a living trust, right? Most people will also have a will. But in that will, you can use a will to create a trust that takes flight or takes life after the death of the testator, the one that's creating the will. So it's two type of trusts that are equitable trusts, testamentary trust and the express trust. All right, one created by will that takes life after the person's death, and then one that the person can have, which is the express trust during their life. All right, let's see. Testamentary capacity. This says every individual 14 years or older may make a will. See what happens in a different state? We just read one that says 18. Over here, they said 14. An individual who has been convicted of a crime shall not be deprived of the power to make a will. Now, this is what I'm trying to tell people. This is why I don't teach this topic. I'm going to go nuts for a second. Watch this. Bonkers. Excuse my French part. So watch this, right? This is why I want to speak on this. The highest office, the highest capacity anyone can have is shown in Rule 17. I'm going to go somewhere with this. I promise you. Watch this. I'm going to go bonkers. All right? Rule 17 talks about plaintiff and defendant. We're talking about criminals, right? This is what it just says. Capacity and public officers, right? It says an action must be prosecuted in the name of the real party in interest.
Mm.
The following may sue in their own names without joining the person for whose benefit the action is sought. See, there's a code in all of that that most people miss. I know y'all want me to explain it. Not only. But I will say this. The highest office is an executor. So let me go back and apply something for y'all. An individual who has been convicted of a crime shall not be deprived of the highest office available to him. We can't stop this man from being executor. All right, you want to get somebody out of jail? Watch it. Easy way. Easy trick. You ready? Appoint them executor of a dead man's will.
Oh, boy.
Or have the dead man or the person that's dying appoint them as the executor. I don't give a shit if they in, what is it called? Solitude? Solitary confinement?
Hey.
Right?
No more.
I don't care. Listen to me. I don't care if they on death row. You hear what I just said? Nick, man, this is why I don't talk about this topic here. Because this shit here is beastly. Right? Nobody listening to this show, though. They gonna wish they did. All right. Watch
hey, that's it. That's it. No more.
Testament. Yeah, I already moved on. Testamentary capacity exists when the testator has decided and rational desire as to the disposition of property, right? And incapacity to contract may coexist with the capacity to make a will. You know that? An insane individual generally may not make a will. Neither advancing age nor weakness of intellect nor eccentricity of habit or thought is inconsistent with the capacity to make a will. So we can't tell you because you get old, you can't make a will. But they told you what you couldn't do to make a will. All right. Freedom of volition, right? A will must be freely and voluntarily executed. That's what I was trying to tell y'all. Can't be coerced. This is just the rules to the game. You know, all I'm doing is reading. This shit is just straightforward to me. I just do what nobody else wants to do. And then when they do it, they don't got the same lens. I know. But it's like, you know, use the force, Obi-Wan. You got to practice, man. You got to be like Naruto. You know what I mean? You got to have that unbreakable belief that you can do anything you want to do. Real shit, though. All I'm doing is reading it. Right? I know I went overboard with that executive shit, though, but people don't even understand how important that shit is. Did you hear what I just said? I just said your head could be on the chopping block. As soon as they find out, they got to do what? You got to administer that and stay. I ain't say they got to let you out, though. Right? Did you get some freedom?
And that's why I started laughing earlier. Like, I knew where you was going ahead with that.
Jesus Christ, this guy here. That shit is crazy, I'm telling you. The a will is not valid if anything destroys the testator's freedom. See? Can't be affected by fear, affection, sympathies, misrepresentation, duress. I wonder duress. Hey, what they say Epstein wrote his will in jail and died 2 days later? I think that's what they said. Under duress. All right. Under
something
influence
like
whereby the will of another. You know they can't touch that man's money? Because what do you use? A will. What do you do? A will. What do they do? A will. And they can't touch that man's money.
Some shit.
2 days before he died. What do you do? A will. They can't touch that man's money. Pay attention, y'all. He did that in jail. I just showed y'all that. All right, so boom. Let's see. They're going to go over the same things and execution stuff, but this is what most people got to read about. Same thing. A will shall means must. Must be in writing, and shall means must. Must be signed by the testator or by some other individual in the presence of, same thing as Texas, a will shall be attested and subscribed in the presence of 2 competent witnesses. A witness to a will may attest by mark. You could just put your mark right there. Another individual may not subscribe the name of a witness, even in the witness's presence, at that witness's discretion. Can't write my name. A codicil shall be executed by the testator and its tested and subscribed by the witnesses with the same formality as a will. See, Texas didn't tell you that. All I'm doing is reading. Hello? I'm going to stop right there. What y'all think? This will stuff is not hard.
Not at all.
Heavy.
This will stuff is not hard. But this is where everybody has to start. This is why I don't teach stuff like that. You know how crazy people are to have uniformity in their paperwork, but they don't have no uniformity when it comes to the action stuff, right? Right? They have no uniformity, but they want uniformity in their paperwork. They want theirs to look like yours and yours to look like mine. Never happened. At least not by mine. You know what I mean? Where is it? It's in my brain. You can't have it. That's why I keep the information. A will is the main pillar. Let me say it this way. It's one of the main pillars in the status correction. And because this is the first time I've talked about it, let me add something that I would probably only share in the private. When you go into the IRS manual, they tell you what a minor is. We're talking about capacity. Rule 17 is about capacity, right? They tell you what a minor is, and they explain to you that a minor is a dead man's estate. So you have to ask yourself, are you going to continue to be the entity, or are you going to be what most people describe as the living soul administering that entity? No going around it no more. No going around it. That name has a 9-digit number, and that 9-digit number is code for whatever they want it to be. But if you overstand, for example, bankruptcy, and overstand that only corporations can go through bankruptcy, when someone is losing their home and they file bankruptcy, the only reason why they're able to do that is because they're an entity. They're already a corporation. So you can choose to be the entity, or you can choose to take over the entity. And that office is the highest seat, and you're the only one that can occupy it. So when I said earlier that it's a part of status correction, what was supposed to happen was when you turn 18, you were supposed to become the executor of that dead man's estate with a new name, new identity, so on and so forth. Not far off from what we're doing. People are just dragging their feet to get there. What do y'all think about that?
Oh, man.
A lot of miners walking
that
around.
That is a... Well, I say that that's a big piece of the puzzle that people have missed and are still missing.
I know that.
But at the same time, at the same time, it's not being touched on by other gurus. So,
because they don't want to. You see, it's intricate, right? All right, let me get into. I'm just going to talk off the top of my head. And they already booted me, so I'm just going to talk to y'all. So this is what it is. See, the stuff I haven't read yet to y'all is what happens in terms of procedure. So when you put a will on the record, or in probate or to the court, their job is to assess whether or not you actually have a will. You got to remember, a lot of people passed in the last couple of years and didn't have a will. So whatever happened to all their estate? All right, neither here nor there, right? But, you know, let's think about it. The majority of the people die without a will. When you die without a will, you subject your entire family to probate. Probate does not guarantee that the monies or properties, real and personal, are transferred to the next of kin. That's not what they do. Probate is going to look to appoint an administrator, see, hence the appointment, to ensure mm-hmm. that creditors are compensated for their losses. So estate that is administered through administration is worried about making the creditors whole. Now, what they do behind closed doors, how they assess these things, who they have to report these things to, is all done and facilitated through the court. Not to the next of kin, not to the next family member. So when I encourage people to get a trust, the reason why, when I encourage people to go set up a will, the reason why I'm encouraging you to do that is for asset protection. You can't leave anything, and believe it or not, when you do it that way, you alleviate a lot of the back and forth as it relates to the will. So, but let me talk about it. You put it on the record. Let me see how much of this I recall, right? When you put it on the record, the court requires you to notify creditors of the will. Why? So they can come and they can attest to, or what's the proper word? Contest the actual will. So they get a chance to rebut it, refute it, right? That's the whole point. Now, they have a term for all of this. It's informal. I don't remember the two terms. But there's two ways that you can present the will to the court. One allows the people to come up front and dispute the will right then and there. And whatever decision comes out of it, they got to live with it, right? So if it's proven that the will is valid and everything is in order and these people don't, you know, as far as claiming to be creditors are not supposed to be accredited anything, that's going to stand forever. Or they have an informal way of you putting that in, and over time, like it's just a public record, and over time people can come back and forth. Like there's a statutory requirement in terms of a certain amount of years. This is just off of memory. So in any instance, you put it on the record, somebody comes forward, they get to dispute it. If they don't, then you are given what is considered to be letters testamentary. All right, so there's two type of letters that they provide. One is letter testamentary, and then one is letter of administration. That's what it is. So the administrator, the one that's appointed by the court, would get a letter of administration, and the person who is nominated and appointed through the will, right, is going to get a testamentary letter. Now, once you get the court's acknowledgement that you are the executor, there's nobody on this green earth that can come and do anything. Nobody. Did you hear what I just said? So what am I saying?
Hell yeah.
If there's property that exists that is now under the control of, because there's rules to this thing, right? You want to gather up the properties, know what exists, so on and so forth, know who needs to get paid, so on, you know, all of this stuff, funerals and all of this stuff, right? But part of it is knowing what the properties are, real and personal. So let's say there's a car involved and it's impounded and they're trying to sell it. No, can't go. Once you're aware of it, you know, they can always do shit behind your back. But you say, don't move, and they can't move. So that translates into banking, where the only the executor can, or whoever is appointed by the court as well, is the only ones that can access that account. Right? And I'll get into that another time because it's intricate with the banking stuff, right? There's rules and limitations to it too. But the main thing is, and most people won't ever know this, so I share it. The main thing that I find fascinating is once you put the will on the record, the clerk's immediate action is to notify the money people. If I tell y'all what your office is, y'all gonna be like, oh, I found it. I know exactly what you're talking about. But they notify the money people. The first thing that they – did you hear what I just said? The first action that is taken by the clerk once they receive – what did I say? Receive. I didn't say they gave you letters testamentary. I said received.
As soon as they receive the document.
This is how powerful the will is. And that shit stops. All that, what do you call it, administration, right? Stop all of it. First thing they do is they call the boss of money. Hey, boss, tell your people's name.
Playing with the money.
Stop playing with the money. All right, what y'all think about that? What questions y'all got? Because I got a mouthful. I read a lot too.
It's very interesting, especially from the executive aspect, because you can stop liens and all sorts of things of that matter in that position.
Well, you got to remember if these things are valid, right? Then part of the executor's responsibility is to make it right, make that whole, regardless, right? But what I'm saying is the say-so, right, comes through the executor. It ain't no, let me garnish this, and you get what I'm saying? Because ain't no tapping into nothing.
Yeah, yeah, it's like,
you get what I'm trying to say?
We're going to stop this for right now until all the eggs are in one basket. Let me look this over,
right,
and then, you know,
right,
get you taken care of accordingly.
You got to pay what you owe, right? That's what they said. Riley said that.
Yeah.
Standard. You go pay what you owe. So, like, you got to pay what you owe. So, at the end of the day, it's no cheating, right, involved. I'm just saying the administration, right? Me saying I need 6 months to figure out this, that ain't nothing moving. You got to wait 6 months. You can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the regular man, everything that came in the regular man's hand is garnished. They give you what they want to give you left over. Here's $50, son. See you next month. You get it? That's the difference. So there's nothing moving. Nobody can't tell me nothing. There's nothing moving once you're appointed the executor. But it's just, all you got to do is just comply with the code. All you got to do is write the shit and send it in.
If I'm absorbing this right, it's pretty interesting, man, because this is how I see it, right? If life was as simple as a video game, right, it's like, what is the point of even entering the video game to play if you're guaranteed to lose at the end, right? What's the point of even living if there's no will? Because
all right, that's dope, yeah. Too. But let me add this to it, right? Now, people are going to say, well, I'm going to just put it on the record and then what, right? I just told you, through their code, that if you comply with their rules, you prove the will. So all you got to do is just fucking prove the will. Law is an interpretation of words. Don't send them no fucking documents for them to have to interpret. You're going to get fucked. You got to prove the will. If you got that nice hand penmanship shit, handwrite it. You know what that means? You're guaranteed to be accepted. Wait, did I just say that out loud?
Yeah, just make it. It's simple. Why don't you see it clear? Don't write no chicken stretch.
But did I have to explain it like that for people to get it though? Because if you don't read the rules to the game, their so-called codes, right? It's not for us, right? But there's rules that they must abide by. And they police the shit according to the rules that they must abide by. So if you don't know the rules, how are you going to participate? But just like that, I just made everybody's life so fucking easy. What are they waiting on?
Well, look.
They might need supplementary documents. I ain't gonna get into that tonight, but go ahead. I'm listening, bro.
But look, even with you saying that, you still have people that have a different mindset of, you know, this is their jurisdiction, and why are we doing something that's placed under their jurisdiction?
My thing is this, people can talk about what's jurisdiction and what's not jurisdiction. I'm going to tell y'all again, just like this, the codes that we look at are codified, so it hides what you don't see, which we would say is private, and it shows you what you do see, which you would claim is public. But if you have the lens to see the private, then, yeah, you execute the private. That's how I'm going to answer that. Now, it might not make a lot of sense to a lot of people, and that's fine, right? But I teach you what works. At the end of the day, and they taught you what works. A will must be proved. Now, if you don't have a will, there's other ways that you can structure leaving property or managing property. So I won't dare say the will is the only way. I won't say that. But in the traditional sense that you're looking at that nine digit that came up off of that straw man, and you're going to go get another nine digit number now that the executor will use, which now is a business, which reflects the estate, which is derived from the Social Security number. Hence, the direct connection still tapped into the dead man's property. So if you want and this is the true answer to everybody. It comes down to this. If you don't want the buildup of currency that is associated with your straw man, meaning your Social Security and everything else, if you don't want that, BC, all of these different things that are being traded, if you don't want it, don't do any of this shit. Don't try to take over no executive role. Just give it to them. Change your name and go live free. But if you want to take over these things, then you got to play the game. And they the masters of it because they wrote the rules to it. Hopefully that answers your question. It, you know, speaks to your statement.
I just want to give people a comprehension of that. It's like, look, to get out, you got to go in. And there's some requirements that you got to meet to get out. So there's that on that.
And again, that's a blanket statement because what I'm saying is if you want to turn your back on everything that's, look, 31 CFR 363.27, I haven't brought it up in a long time, goes into these fiduciary roles and what these fiduciaries do. These fiduciaries make money from managing your transactions or managing your accounts, administering your estate. So they're already making money. But the monies that are available is for the beneficiary of that account, which is really you, the living soul. So if you don't give a shit about that, you don't have to worry about none of this shit. What would you going to write a will for? The new name is not in commerce, right? Outside of you plugging it into commerce. It's not a debtor. It ain't really a creditor, right? You ain't doing shit with it because you don't want it to be strung up. Like I got to tell you all the time, Don Bay won't never get a fucking ticket. Why? Because he's not under the jurisdiction. I didn't give them no fucking nothing. You got no rights over that. So you never get a ticket in Down Bay. You're always going to find a straw man and try to, you're the straw man. Nah, that's not me. I got your picture right here, son. That's all they do. Stick you with the old name. If you don't want to deal with any of that, just change your name, man. Keep it moving. But you want to defend the right and all of this shit. Straw man. Dangling with the straw man because that's the only person they violated. Y'all might not feel like that, but that's what it is. Any other comments, questions? We got a couple minutes. Hopefully this made sense tonight. I know I just kind of jumped all over the place. Like, this stuff is just heavy for me because at the end of the day, I know there's some people that's going to run out there and wreck shit. And not in a good way.
That's always the issue.
Each is all. So, I ain't knocking nobody. Watch anybody. You got to see the executive. Got to do a will. You got to. You got to comply with the court. That's what you need to do. And you don't read the damn rules. How you going to know how to comply with the courts? Court is on paper. Yes, I said it. Court is not a building. Yes, I said it. a pop star, take a Taylor Kitty, fake. You ain't nothing but a faker. Guy, bro, I'm sorry.
Nah, you good. Thank you. Honestly, man, the big takeaway for me, aside from, you know, the overall topic, obviously, those definitions, man, i.e. qualified.
I missed
so what I mean by
something
that,
before, i.e. Yeah.
Yeah. Big takeaway for me is, you know, that definition qualified. Obviously, the other definitions too and the other content as well, right?
Oh, the word
but
itself.
It's like,
I got you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it looks like it's, you don't fit those three or so requirements. I mean, you know, all's for naught.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. But did y'all like that? that talk I talked about them jailbirds, right? Like, you can't deny a jailbird from being the boss, man.
Hey, like when you first like started leading to that, I started laughing because I knew where you was going with that.
Nigga, them niggas can't do nothing. If I say Johnny Fasnaccio is the executive, that's who the executive is.
Hey, I'm gonna make you laugh with that. You go from a orange jumpsuit wearing trophy straight to an executive. Where they do that at?
Straight to an executive. Straight to an executive. Can't be deprived. Y'all not hearing me, man.
Wow, man.
Not even bars can hold you. Bars, son. That's it, y'all. I'm going to tap out. They're already telling me I got a couple seconds or whatever they said. I'll check y'all out on Thursday, man. Appreciate y'all. Peace.
Thanks. Thank you. Peace.